If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Hackett, and today we're going to be talking about what if reimagining education through play, nature, and possibility. So I just got back from being a guest speaker at Endicott College in one of their education classes, and I can't stop thinking about it. You know, when something stays with you, not because of what you said, but because of how it felt, that's what this is. I walked into a room full of teachers, our future teachers, students sitting at that in-between place, not quite who they were when they started, and not yet who they're going to become. And I found myself thinking, working with college students feels a little like planting a whole lot of seeds and trusting, really trusting, that at least one of them will take root. You don't always get to see what grows. You don't always get the ending, but you plant the seeds anyway. So today, I want to talk about the seeds. Not just the ones I planted, but the ones that were planted also inside of me. I was invited to speak about play, but not just play for young children, which is kind of usually what the discussion's about, the young children and play and the importance of play. But this was specific. I was asked to talk about play for older elementary students, play for adolescents, and play for adults. And I have to say, you know, wow, I do a lot of work with early childhood. This is sort of an interesting stance for me. But because we often give ourselves permission to talk about play as something that belongs to early childhood, something soft, something optional, something that we grow out of. But what if that's not true? So I just didn't talk. I brought materials. And again, I only had a short amount of time, and there's so much that I wanted to share and so many different materials that I wanted to bring. But my message was also simplicity. Play does not have to be complicated. It can be very simple. So what I did was I got a basket, and I put some natural materials inside a basket. Things you might find just by stepping outside. I collected sticks and stones and shells and leaves and pieces of bark. Nothing fancy and nothing expensive. There was no cost. And I invited the students to take a piece, something that they were drawn to. We passed the basket around, and I invited them to pick something from the basket. At first, there was, of course, hesitation. You could feel it. There was this sudden shift in energy. They weren't behind their screens taking notes. All of a sudden, they were asked to participate in something that they weren't sure what it was. Who's this woman that's coming to speak to our class? And there was this quiet question hanging in the air. What exactly are we doing? And maybe even the question of, is this quote unquote okay? Because somewhere along the way, we've taught ourselves that play has rules, that it has a time and a place, that it has an age limit. But then something shifted. As we were doing the activities that I was bringing, there was a little bit of laughter. There was a moment of curiosity. Someone was picking something up, turning it over in their hands, another person joining in. And just like that, the energy in the group changed. They started building, creating, talking, laughing. And for a moment, they weren't college students sitting in a class about education. They were humans remembering something. And maybe you know what I mean. Maybe you've had that moment too, where something simple, something so small, brings you back to a version of yourself you didn't even realize that you missed. If you're listening to this right now, I want to invite you to pause for just a second, unless you're driving. Don't do that if you're driving. And I want you to think back, not to a classroom, not to a test, but to a moment of play outside. What do you remember? What's the feeling? What's the space? Who were the people that you were with? What age were you? And maybe just the freedom. What do you remember? I just want you to stay there for a moment. That feeling, that's what we're talking about. That feeling that comes up when you think about that most favorite, it could be a place. It could be actually what you were doing. It could be the group that you were with at the time. It could even be that you were playing by yourself. What was that for you? I've been sitting with this ever since, turning it over, coming back to it again and again, and asking those questions. What if? What if we let children be children longer? What if we didn't rush them? What if we trusted that development upholds in its own time? In countries like Norway and Finland, children often don't begin formal reading instruction until they're about the age 7. 7! And yet, they learn to read, they become literate, they thrive. What if the timeline we've created isn't the only one? And what if it's not even the best one? What if every child had access to an outdoor classroom? Not as a special day, not as a reward, not as something extra, but something that is expected. The norm. Every day. We go outside. It's habitual. It's just part of the day. It would feel actually strange if we didn't have that part of the day within our day. What if play didn't disappear after early childhood? Oh my goodness. What if it'd be a gift, right? What if fifth graders still built things? What if middle schoolers still explored outside? What if high school students didn't have space to wonder? What if middle school educators didn't need to plug in their PowerPoint presentation? What if there were other ways of teaching? What if we stopped asking? How do we get them to sit longer? And start asking, how do we create environments where they come alive, where they can move around? What if play isn't a break from learning? What if play is the learning? What a concept. What if it's playful learning? They're actually trying to sort things out. As young children are sorting out what they're learning through their play, for some reason we stop it when we get older. So what if every future teacher, every single one, graduated with a real experience in outdoor, nature-based education? Not just theory, not just reading about it, but doing it, feeling it, understanding it in their bones. They've actually been outdoors. What would change? What would really change? So, because we do have some answers, we know that play supports focus, right? You've been around for a little while, you know that play supports focus. If you have actually taken your children outside, you will witness that play supports focus. We know also that play builds problem-solving skills. We know this. We see it. We see it plain as day when they are outside. We know it strengthens creativity. We also know that play outdoors develops resilience. We know these things. The research backs it up. And we know that time spent outdoors can reduce stress, improve mood, and increases engagement. And at the same time, we are watching something else happen. It's nuts to me. Absolutely nuts. Children are spending less time outside, less unstructured time, and less time just being. So you can imagine what this is doing to their bodies and their minds, right? So if you imagine you're someone that needs to be moving and processing and that is not happening, it's sort of, in a way, it's being taken away. So what we're seeing is rising levels of anxiety, rising level of more pressure on children at younger ages because there's more structure. We keep thinking, oh, then we gotta add more structure. We gotta add. And the expectations of our children today are through the roof. They are being put into organized sports at an earlier and earlier age. The expectation is things are happening earlier and earlier. Play, for some, is considered, oh, well, they're not learning. But actually, play and outdoor play is where children are gaining so much. So we need to ask, what are we gaining by adding more pressure and more structure and more expectations? What are we losing by choosing this way? And then think about those same questions. What are we gaining when we add play into our children's worlds, into our own worlds? And what are we losing? So what if every school had an outdoor classroom? And what if it was just there? It was just there. A natural extension of the learning environment. The best part for me is I ask this question all the time, and this is my vision. What if teachers coming out of college felt confident outside, confident teachers outside, that they felt not unsure, they did not feel overwhelmed, but they felt grounded, and they felt capable and they felt creative. All of us come from different backgrounds, so what we bring to the table is going to be different. But what if these college settings and these classes that students are taking had this component with this nature-based playful learning outdoors, that they came out as grounded, capable, and creative and confident in nature-based education? Yes, absolutely. And then what if recess wasn't something we had to fight or protect? And what if it was understood as essential, even for older students in middle school and high school? And what if college programs required future teachers to experience this type of learning, to practice it, to see what happens when you step outside of the traditional model? So what if we prepared teachers not just to manage behavior, not just to spark curiosity, not just to create spaces where students feel something, but because that's the thing. This isn't just about education. It's about experience. Our play, our experiences, and it doesn't matter what age you are at. It's about that connection. It's about that connection to ourself. It's about that connection to others. It's about the connection to the natural world, right? And it's about asking, what kind of adults are we hoping to grow? And what kind of childhood makes that possible? So this afternoon, I'll be going back to Endicott College and back into another classroom and another group of students. But this time, these students are further along in their college journey. They will be graduating soon. They're closer to becoming teachers. They're closer to stepping into their outdoor classrooms. So I was told that this group is more, quote unquote, career oriented. So a lot of them may be asking that question, what's next? And maybe that's the question that we're all asking in one way or another. And here's what I keep coming back to. You don't have to change the whole system, right? We don't have to change the whole system. It would be beautiful to become bewitched and blink our eyes and it all be that, okay, we all have outdoor classrooms. We're all comfortable and confident in terms of how to use those outdoor spaces. And it's all with a blink of an eye. But we don't have to have all the answers. But we can change your corner of it. You can take one lesson outside. You can create one moment of play. You can pause long enough to get curious and lead. And it's those small moments, they matter more than we think because they ripple. So at the end of my class workshop that I did today for the students, we created a web out of yarn. It was a spider web. And so we threw the web to each student in the group. There were about 16 of them. So we made this huge spider web. And they were very good at it, actually. They were very confident in throwing it and so on and so forth. And so I asked them to hold on to the yarn, and then when everybody had completed the web, to really think about what it felt like to be an individual as a part of this whole group. And what did that feel like? And then I had them tug on their yarn and invited them to think about the ripple effect, that the one thing that they're going to choose to do is going to have this ripple effect. So maybe it's not about fixing everything at once. And maybe it's not about doing more, but maybe it's about noticing. Maybe it's about remembering. And maybe it's about returning. So I would like to leave you with maybe it's about asking actually better questions. And what if we trusted children more? Children know what they need. We know what we need. So if we trusted our children more, I see so many children that come into the Secret Gardens Outdoor Classroom in our after school program, and they are craving play. They are craving a space for play. And some days they do a cooperative play, they put a game together that they're craving. And other times one person starts something and then it turns into something that's greater. But thinking about what if we made these spaces for play? And what if we continuously stepped outside into an outdoor classroom? Because every time we do, we plant a seed. And we may not see what grows from that seed, but we may never know the full impact. But something shifts. Something shifts. And sometimes you may think about that one teacher that planted a seed and something shifted inside of you. And maybe that's the teacher that said, oh, well, that's the person that made me want to become an educator. Or that's the person that made me want to teach outdoors. Or maybe that's the person. There may be that one person. And for me, I think it was Mr. Modovich. He was a high school art teacher. And he just saw me. Nothing to do with nature-based education. But if I was to go way back, Mr. Modovich, there was a freedom in his class, especially during that tricky age. But something that shift, finding that shift, becoming that shift or guide for someone else, and maybe that's enough to begin. So this week, I'm inviting you to step outside. I'm inviting you to play. I'm inviting you to follow your own curiosity and just see what grows. Just see what grows. And then maybe if you're ready, become that for someone else. Become that person that plants a seed for someone else. So something may germinate within themselves. So we do this for our children, right? But who else can you do it for? Who else can you plant a seed of inspiration for? So exciting. Can't wait to see what grows for you. And if you enjoy this podcast episode, please pass it along with the question of what seed of inspiration is growing for you. And we'll talk soon. Thanks. Before you go, I want to share an invitation. If you are an educator who knows outdoor learning matters, but you want more structure, confidence, and support, the Outdoor Teaching Bootcamp might be exactly what you need right now. This is a 5-week online foundations course and is the first step in our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. Each week, we focus on one of the 5 phases of teaching outdoors, helping you build a strong, sustainable rhythm for your outdoor classroom. You'll get pre-recorded lessons inside a private portal that you can move through at your own pace, along with 5 weekly live Zoom sessions where we come together to reflect, ask questions, and connect with other educators from all over the country doing this work. If you're curious whether the bootcamp is the right fit for you, I'd love to talk to you. You can schedule a one-on-one discovery call with me, Victoria, and we'll think through it together. Head on over to our website to learn more, or we'll have the link in the show notes as well, and see when the next Outdoor Teaching Bootcamp cohort is opening. Thanks for listening. and for the work that you're doing to bring learning back into the relationship with nature. So P.S., if you are a Circle member and you are interested in taking the outdoor teaching boot camp, you get $100 off the price. So there are huge discounts for joining our Circle membership community. So again, if you have any questions about this, schedule that one-on-one call with me and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Talk to you soon. Bye.